This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Rick in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Rick.
Well, hello, Hank. I was always curious about when Jesus comes back in his glorified body and he goes to Thomas, how is it that he still has wounds? That just confuses me.
You have to look at the resurrected body of Christ as representing something at once that's brutal, but it's also beautiful, isn't it? Because when you see those wounds, you're reminded that Jesus Christ suffered more than any man, that he suffered more than the cumulative sufferings of all of mankind in order to redeem us.
Okay, so they're there for purpose.
Yes, because they remind us of something that was brutal, but when we see those wounds, we see them not as brutal, but beautiful. And I'll give you an example.
Okay.
When you take communion, we're taking bread, and that bread represents the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Correct.
We're taking the cup, and that cup reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for our sins. Mm-hmm. Now imagine this. The broken body and shed blood of Jesus Christ, that is representative of the most incredibly brutal act in all of humanity. And yet, when we celebrate it with joy.
Right.
Now, what can account for that? Well, Jesus rose from the dead. So we're not anymore focused in on the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ alone, but we're also focused in on what that passion represents to us, and that is a relationship with Jesus Christ for time and for eternity.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, because I teach junior high now, and the kids actually brought it to my attention because they're going, are we going to have wounds when we're resurrected? And that was a tough one for me to answer.
We're not. See, when Jesus is forever in flesh, and those wounds are something that remind us of who Jesus is and what he did for us.
Okay.
So it's an enduring reminder of what Christ did so that we could have a relationship with him for time and for eternity. You know, in Scripture, Christ is described simultaneously as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but also as the Lamb who was crushed. He was forever described as a sacrificial lamb. And John sees him that way. At once he sees this lion who has conquered, but he also sees the lamb. So we get both sides of the picture, and that's a picture we'll have in our hearts for all eternity.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.